There's a story about a man praising his neighbor for his beautiful yard and his garden, all the work that he had put into it, both fruit and flowers and vegetables. Because he was a religious man, he said, you know, isn't it wonderful what God and man can do working together? Well, the neighbor wasn't very religious. He answered, he said, well, I guess that's true, but you should have seen how terrible this yard looked when God had it to himself. Well, you and I are coming to the end of the liturgical year, and so the themes from sacred scripture are about the end of our lives and the end of time. And Jesus will tell a story about what three different people did with what they were given by God. And it won't be just flowers or vegetables. It will be about what God has given us to work with in ourselves. What kind of people are we? What kind of people should we be? How can we become that kind of people? And what should we do in our lives? The Bible, especially in the life of Jesus, gives us some pretty strong clues, doesn't it? So we get the parable of the talents today. And talents could be money, and in a literal way they are. A talent was a lot of money. Or it could be the gifts that God has given to each of us, so we can see it in both ways. A master gave one servant a lot, 5 talents. A second one, not quite as much, 2 talents. And a third one, only 1 talent. After a long time, the master came back and asked what the 3 had done with their talents. Now, a long time could mean at the end of our lives. And I think that Jesus means for us to look at it that way. Or it could be at the end of time, and that's often how it's also understood theologically. Now, Jesus doesn't just tell stories to entertain people. He wants each person listening to think about themselves in the story, as if they were in the story. So we should see the story as being about Jesus giving each of us something valuable, then coming to us at the end of our lives, or at any point in our lives perhaps, and asking what we have done with what he has given us. In the parable, the first two, they doubled what they had received. They took what the master, which is really God, and made more of it. So to them, Jesus will say, well done, good and faithful, or good and trustworthy servant. And they will be given a reward to enter into the joy of their master. That's important because Jesus spends much more time in the story talking about the one who did nothing with what he was given. He buried his talent in the ground. He did nothing with it. So the first two, it's important. That's very important. Those people who did good, did well with what they were given. But he spends more time on that third guy. So can we see how to Jesus, it doesn't matter how much each person was given. It didn't matter in the story how much each person was given. That didn't matter at all. And so, you know, we tend to praise people who have a lot of talents. Could be actors or successful people in various fields. But that's not how God looks at us. We don't all have the same amount of gifts. And that's a problem in the world, but it's not a problem with God. He has given every one of us equal dignity, equal love, but not equal talents. In the world, we tend to be judged by whether we have a little or a lot. And so successful people and beautiful people and great athletes and actors tend to be praised more than others. But with God, that doesn't matter at all. Not at all. What matters to God is whether we want to become better people with the gifts that he has given us. And if we think about it the right way, doesn't that sound more valuable? That we use the gifts that we have? But to become better people, God has given us some work to do. Ooh, that's a terrible word, isn't it? Work? We have to work? The first work we have to do, and the main work that all other work is aimed towards, is that we have to become saints. That's not just for those great people whom we honor and we ask them to pray for us. It's for all of us. That means to be good and holy people in this life and to be received into heaven as saints. The saints we honor didn't all start with amazing gifts. Some were very sick. Some were very poor. Some were not very nice people even. And some were very lazy. But all of them realized at some point in their lives that they were supposed to work hard to serve God by becoming better people. They stopped being lazy or mean, and they worked hard for the kingdom of God. And guess what? Those saints still have work to do, even though they're in heaven. Isn't that amazing? They have to help us pray for what we need. When we ask for the intercession of the saints, they have to take our prayers and bring them to God. So this work never stops. So we should never hate the idea of work or think that there's going to be a time where we can just be lazy. In the parable story, Jesus talks the most about the servant who only had one talent, still a lot. But that's likely that he does that because probably most of us really need to hear that message. He's given each of us some talent that we are to use for building up the kingdom. And you know what? I wonder if maybe that servant was a bit insulted because he didn't get as much as the other two. Maybe he got mad and refused to invest the talent because of that. Have you ever felt that what you got was not fair? That you look around and you see other people and they have more than you, maybe more money, or they seem to be better off in many ways, and we might be a little bit jealous? Jealousy's a real thing, isn't it? Envy's a real thing. But it also says that this guy, because he was envious maybe and he hated the others, he was also afraid of his master. In fact, he was kind of almost paralyzed with fear. But there are two kinds of the fear of God. One makes us hate God because we think he hates us or he wants us to fail. But the other kind of fear of God is to be amazed at everything about God, everything that God does. And this servant's speech, when the master came back and asked for his money back, kind of reveals that he has the wrong kind of fear. So he becomes lazy with his talent. He buries it in the ground. But laziness is kind of useless to God. It really is, who wants to help build a beautiful garden with our lives. The lazy one then gets thrown into the darkness, where he will probably meet others who did nothing with their talents too. And now, if they want to, they can idle away all of eternity. Maybe they'll be singing a song like, they won't sing a beautiful song like you sang this morning. They'll sing maybe the song, "I Did It My Way." It's a terrible song. It's a terrible song. And the people who are lazy will say, "I did it my way. I was lazy and I was proud of it." I loved playing baseball as a kid. Still would. I'm hoping I get to play baseball in heaven. Well, I guess first I'm hoping that I can get there to heaven. I got some work to do yet. One moment changed how I looked at playing baseball. I had reached for a ball that was hit to me, and I reached, but I didn't jump. And I could have. If I had jumped, I would have caught it, or could have caught it. It was not because it was too far to catch. It was because I didn't jump. And another player said to me, "You gotta want it." I heard him say that. "You've got to want it." And I remembered that. I didn't always catch the ball after that, but I made sure I did everything that I could to catch the ball. I wanted it. I got a few scrapes and bruises because of that, but I learned how to really care and to really want it and to put all the work necessary into it to get whatever I could catching the ball. Yesterday, in our own diocese, at the Cathedral of St. Mary's, 12 men were ordained as deacons. They've worked hard for 4 years to prepare themselves for that moment and their ministry afterwards. Bishop McGrattan said to them, "If you follow your calling, desiring always to do God's will, you will hear the Lord say, 'Well done, good and faithful and trustworthy servant. Enter into the joy of your master.'" But you know, this message that he gave those new deacons was not just meant for them, just for deacons or even priests. It's meant for every disciple of Jesus. The first job of a deacon, in fact, is to help others develop their talents, to use them for God. If we do what God has given us the talent to do, we will be called by God good and faithful servants. And we will also be saints. That's God's plan for us. Now, we have today in the wisdom book of Proverbs, a woman who has many gifts. Up till now, the book of Proverbs has been talking about wisdom as a kind of a, a feminine quality of God. And so she acts in the world and she does these wonderful things that come from God. But all of a sudden, at the very end of the book, the last chapter of the book and the last part of the last chapter of the book, which we hear today, it seems to be about a particular woman, a particular kind of woman who is wise, because she is not lazy and she is not afraid to use and develop the gifts that she has. This woman works with willing hands, but she also goes out and finds what she needs. Her dignity comes from her work, not just the work of her hands, but also her intellectual labor. She studies and she teaches others. She also develops her spiritual qualities. She cares about others. She helps the poor. Whatever beauty she has physically, it says, is small compared to the beauty of what she does to show her many gifts, the gifts that God has given her. And so it's important for our young people, I keep looking over at the choir, our young people, there are many young people throughout the congregation here, it's important for our young people to realize that how they look on social media is not as important as how they develop their talents and their gifts, the ones that God has given us. Today we get lazy because there are all kinds of technologies which will give us a kind of a buzz, you know, a shot of dopamine or adrenaline. And this can take the place of productive work in our lives. It can make us lazy. So our young people are at risk because of that. Well, us older people too, but especially I worry about our younger people because they've grown up with this technology which seems to give them everything. Why do you think there's more unhappiness today? It's because we tend to depend on our technology instead of the work of our hands. But getting work done is a fantastic way of overcoming sadness. Now, today, I'm not sure, I didn't ask Father Ben which Eucharistic prayer he's using, but in the Eucharist, the priest will say, "Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands." Is that the words you will use, Father Ben? Let me repeat that, because it's beautiful and it relates to today's gospel. "Blessed are you, Lord our God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you." That's the bread that we will bring forward, that we will offer God. "It will become for us the fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life." Isn't that amazing? If we don't bring our bread to him, the work of our human hands, he can't do anything with it. He won't do anything with it. And so God is always saying to us, "Work with me, will you? Bring the work of your hands to me so that I can transform it into the gift of myself and return it to you," which he will do today again for us in the Eucharist. And so today, God has gifted us, each of us, in so many ways. May not always feel that way. You know, we can probably name a gift, if we think about it, that we have received and how we feel called to use it to serve our family or to others around us. So today, you know, maybe we need to name an accomplishment that has helped to define our lives. Maybe some way that we have used a gift well, and let that encourage us to keep doing it. What talent have we been given? Also, on the other side, is there a talent that I have, that we have, that maybe we've buried because we're afraid of God or because we feel lazy? Maybe we need to dig up that gift. Maybe we can dig it up again and use it and develop it. Shall we return our talents to God and so hear him say to each one of us? Each one of us today needs to hear our Lord Jesus say, "Well done, good and faithful, good and trustworthy servant. Enter into the joy of your master." Amen.